Have you ever witnessed something troubling and hesitated to act? That split-second decision between intervention and silence can sometimes change lives forever. On a routine train journey, florist Ella Longfield notices two teenage girls, Anna Ballard and Sarah, being charmed by young men freshly released from prison. Her protective instinct flares, but when she follows Sarah to the buffet car, intending to warn her, she overhears an intimate encounter that makes her question her judgment. Perhaps these nice girls aren't as innocent as she assumed. That night, after a brandy in her hotel room, Ella decides against calling their parents. The next morning, Anna's face appears on television with the word missing scrolling beneath it. In that devastating moment, Ella realizes her hesitation may have contributed to a tragedy that will connect multiple lives in ways she could never have imagined. Anna's vanishing sends shockwaves through everyone connected to her. Her father, Henry, loses himself in memories of Anna and Jenny playing in their garden den. He remembers insisting the girls could go on the London trip despite his wife's concerns. "You can't baby them forever," he'd said, words now heavy with regret. Yet Henry harbors another secret he fears police might uncover. Sarah, who accompanied Anna that night, grows visibly distressed when police mention inconsistencies in her story and a witness from the train. What is she hiding? For Ella, guilt becomes almost unbearable. A year after Anna's disappearance, threatening postcards arrive. Why didn't you help her? Though terrified, part of her believes she deserves this punishment, not just for failing Anna, but for something she did down there in the summer. These perspectives gradually form a complete picture, leading readers down misleading paths before revealing the devastating truth. The story becomes about how tragedy transforms everyone it touches. Parental guilt forms a powerful undercurrent throughout the story. Henry carries the crushing weight of having encouraged Anna's independence against Barbara's judgment. Their marriage deteriorates under this strain, with Barbara becoming dependent on antidepressants that cause severe mood swings, from manic cleaning at 3 a.m. to days spent motionless in bed. Henry is haunted by Anna's last words to him, "You disgust me, Dad." Was it his workaholic tendencies, his affair, or something darker that readers gradually uncover? Meanwhile, Ella confronts her own hypocrisy when her 17-year-old son Luke gets his girlfriend pregnant, forcing her to reconsider her judgments about the girls on the train and the complexity of raising teenagers today. The novel explores the impossible balance between protection and independence. Through flashbacks, we see Anna's resentment of her mother's protective instincts, planning the London trip as an act of rebellion. Perhaps parenthood's greatest challenge is learning to live with uncertainty while still letting children grow. Secrets corrode relationships throughout the narrative. Henry's affair becomes his alibi for Anna's disappearance. Sarah lied about abandoning Anna at the club. Ella hides threatening postcards from Tony, each concealment adding distance between them. Sarah's family harbors generational secrets. Her father's inappropriate behavior when she was 12 created lasting trauma, manifesting as trust issues and destructive relationships. Her sister Lily fled home at 16 after similar abuse, a truth their mother denied, instead blaming Lily for tearing the family apart. Even well-intentioned secrets damage connections. When Ella finally reveals the postcards, Tony responds with disappointment. "I'm disappointed you didn't feel you could tell me." Their situation demonstrates how secrets meant to protect often inflict more harm than truth. This pattern extends to broader social dynamics. Families present curated versions to the world. The Ballards maintain their perfect couple facade while their marriage privately disintegrates. Even our memories become selective, hiding truths we're not ready to face, as seen in Sarah's gradual recovery of suppressed childhood memories. Healing only begins when secrets emerge into the light. Throughout the novel, chilling watching chapters reveal someone obsessively monitoring others. This unnamed watcher notes how people change when observed. Shoulders tense, voices shift, movements become self-conscious performances. They strategically select vantage points and enjoy provoking reactions by moving objects or leaving subtle traces. Most disturbing is how they savor that moment when someone feels watched but isn't completely sure, revealing sophisticated psychological manipulation. Ella experiences this at her flower shop, idling cars, mysteriously moved items, slight changes only she would notice. This psychological terrorism proves more frightening than direct threats because it creates constant uncertainty and doubt. The novel explores surveillance broadly, police monitoring suspects, parents watching children, media tracking the investigation, and social media creating new forms of observation, with Anna's Facebook photos becoming central to public understanding of her disappearance. This theme resonates in our surveillance era, raising questions about when protective watching becomes harmful control, and how awareness of being observed alters our authentic selves. The novel builds toward a shocking revelation about Anna's fate. After a false lead in Spain, attention turns to an unexpected suspect, Tim Blackhouse, a friend from Anna and Sarah's hometown. Sarah finally confesses the truth. Anna had come to her drunk at 12:30, wanting to leave. Sarah cruelly told her to piss off and threatened to end their friendship when Anna suggested calling Sarah's father. Sarah then lied to police about Anna never showing up. Meanwhile, Ella discovers the boy in a Ballard family photo was on the train with Anna. This is Tim, who had been secretly obsessed with Anna for years. From Anna's perspective, we learn she encountered Tim outside the club after being abandoned by Sarah. Relieved to see someone familiar, she accepted his help. At what he claimed was his father's flat, Anna discovered disturbing surveillance photos of herself. When she tried to leave, Tim blocked her way and attacked her. The revelation is devastating because Tim was hiding in plain sight, a trusted friend nobody suspected, reflecting how women are often in greatest danger from people they know. Tim's disturbed mind contained hundreds of photos of boys who'd spoken to Anna, with Luke becoming a target after appearing in an expedition photo with her. During a confrontation at Ella's shop, Luke defends himself using his mother's red-handled secateurs. Barbara visits Ella with an unexpected request. Rather than a traditional wreath for Anna's funeral, she wants a meadow-like arrangement with wildflowers, feeling a wreath is too grown up for her daughter. Moved despite their painful history, Ella plans a tribute of primroses, bluebells, wild garlic, and campion. This scene shows healing beginning through small acts of grace. Barbara reaches across their shared tragedy instead of remaining bitter, while Ella channels her guilt into creating something beautiful for Anna. We cannot undo mistakes, but we can choose how we respond to tragedy. Sarah begins a new life as Dawn, symbolizing rebirth. Henry and Barbara rebuild separately. Ella must forgive herself for her hesitation, recognizing that while she bears some responsibility, the true blame lies with Tim. How many moments of hesitation have shaped your life? The next time you sense something wrong, will you speak up?